Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, co-hosting today along with the good Dr. Gene Willie Hensler.
Dr. Willie, that's correct. I'm not embarrassed for my middle
name. You should be.
I'm not embarrassed for my middle name. What's your middle name?
Lavelle. I haven't. I don't know, but three or four other Lavelles in the world. My dad says it's French. I don't know about that, Dad. And we got Ben Crow.
His parents had a good sense of humor, didn't they?
Yeah.
Heck, I'm German. W I L L I E is just a normal old German name.
I tell you, that's pretty cool though. I like that, Willie.
Yeah.
Now and then, I use that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, what show is this?
This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. How long have you been on, Doc? Over 25 years?
Over 25 years.
That's wonderful.
I think it was 85. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 85. Yeah,
it gets better.
27 years.
And better every year. And we got a new guy that's been on quite a bit, Ben Crow. He's on with us today.
Glad to be here.
Ben's our triple threat, CFA, CFP, and CPA, which is pretty darn impressive.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, this is the show about your money. We talk about just about everything, financial planning, stocks, mutual funds. You even give a little love advice, Gene.
There's no question about it. I have a PhD. I'm an expert in everything.
That's right, everything.
No question about that. How can somebody get a hold of us? Since we are recorded, but they can do what? They can email us at?
They can email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's D-R-G-E-N-E at H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. I got that right.
And then where else?
And you can go to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can send a passenger pigeon if you want. And you can call us at 770-429-9166.
There
I
you
started
go.
To give you your cell phone number out there, but I don't
very
want to
good.
Get in trouble.
I'm glad you didn't do that. You're all set.
Yeah, we're here to help you.
All right, what kind of week? Everybody in the world is talking about the cliff and all that sort of stuff like that. The politics is getting ugly. Harry Reid is just, he said, we're going to try and go get it so you can't have a 60-vote requirement.
Right.
It's getting down and dirty. I watch the television shows, and we had Obama saying this today, and then they got a picture. 4 years ago, he's saying the exact opposite on about 10 different things.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
it's comical if it wasn't so serious. But the president, politics aside, being a serious man and wanting to get this thing settled, is going to Hawaii for 21 days.
Yeah. When is he leaving?
Soon.
Wow, 21 days. I think it's a lot of posturing going on, and
really,
that's exactly what it is, and there will be a deal cut before the end of the year.
I don't believe that.
You don't think so?
Well, they may go. It may go into next year, but I don't know that.
Well, it may not.
They do have a little time.
You're right. You're right. But you're right. There'll be a deal that averts a permanently going over the cliff. We may go over, but old Mater off of what is it?
Oh, that's cars.
Off of cars?
Yes.
He'll throw his hook down and grab us and tow us back up before we hit
evidently,
rock bottom.
Evidently, you guys have kids and I don't. I have a kid, but he'll be 50 in February. all right. Let's move on with it. The economy is a rather an interesting kind of thing. Today, Gallup came out, and they come out every month with these numbers, and so they have no axe to grind on it.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment rate jumped almost 1% between October and November, otherwise between their last recording and this one right now. Seasonally adjusted, 8.3%.
Mm-hmm.
Non-seasonally adjusted, 7.8%. Jumped up. Manufacturing has slowed down. It's down to 49.5.
It's the first time that the index actually dropped below 50, which would indicate over 50 is expanding. Below 50, it's not necessarily contracting yet, but it's at a standstill. And that's a pretty big surprise, given that we've it's been pretty good.
I had a long conversation with one of our clients who is in an industry where he is in contact with a lot of leaders of major corporations, and he said he never saw the brakes go on faster in his life. He said things were really, really slowing down the last 3 months. He said they ground to a halt after the election. Mm-hmm. These guys don't know what to do. And when they don't know what to do, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
And
right.
So regardless, and I'm not negative on the economy because we're a strong economy, regardless of what happens, okay? Mm-hmm. If we don't – if we have the fiscal cliff and we do have taxes go up, everybody's taxes go up. I hate to tell you, America, everybody's taxes have to go up to solve our problem.
Yeah.
It can't just be the rich. That's a political mm-hmm. hack job. Everything has to go up. And so I think things will be better in the long run with that. In the short run, it'll be better if they get any kind of concession. But I'm going to tell you right now, what do you do if the deficit continues at over $1 trillion a year for the next 4 years, gentlemen? We have got serious problems.
Yeah.
And I
no,
tell you
it
what,
has to be
the international market will cure it for us.
Well, they'll stop buying interest, the bonds.
Interest rates will jump through the roof.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be horrible. And it'll get down to the point where it's like Greece. I'm not saying it's going to be Greece.
You're just saying
everybody has rights. Yeah. But what happens, the only place you can cut is entitlements. The yeah. only place you can cut is entitlements. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest part of the budget. And the other thing that's becoming a larger and larger part is the interest on the debt.
Yeah.
And we have gotten away with murder because interest rates are so low.
So low. Yeah. Just imagine on a small change.
30-year treasury at 2.78, mm-hmm. 10-year treasuries at 1.56. I was looking up and I said, you know, Switzerland is supposed to be the best place in the world to go live. So I brought it up and I said, give me the tax rates on Switzerland. You know, Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up that the highest tax bracket in Switzerland is 13.2%. Now, they do have Canton taxes and stuff like that. So it works out to be 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And why can it be so low?
Now, is that
they have no debt.
But that's where everybody goes to – it's a kind of a tax haven, though.
Let me tell you this right now. Yeah, you're exactly right. Who goes there? People with lots of money who want to invest it and want to put it to work. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
All right? So they have
a middle class there?
So they have a government. Yes, of course they have a middle class. Yes. And he's looking at me like everybody's rich. Everybody's rich and they just start skiing. You can actually go to hotels and people work there and wait on you.
Yeah.
And they clean your clothes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
They work at restaurants. They have hardware stores. It's amazing. They have all these things.
Uh-huh.
It's really interesting.
It's
very similar to the United States, except it's not. And the reason the taxes can be so low is because there is no national debt.
Yeah.
Right.
None whatsoever.
Yep.
So think of that as a goal.
Uh-huh.
That what it gives you lower taxes in the long run. They have higher taxes now. I'm not opposed to paying higher taxes if everybody else pays higher taxes.
Well, I mean, I think everybody, you know, you want to see some spending cuts.
Absolutely.
You know, it has to be
absolutely.
A balanced approach.
And if there's no growth, you know, it'll be done in vain.
That's
if there's
correct.
No growth. So, I mean, you have to do something to boost growth that goes along with the tax increases and spending cuts. And I know that they may say it's an oxymoron, spending cuts and growth, but come on.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you have the private sector spend more than the public sector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are chain store sales?
How's the shopping season holding
up? Well, this week was, you know, expected to be lower, given us that the week after Black Friday. Sandy's going to pull down. They're saying the employment figures that are going to be released on Friday, tomorrow. We saw an actual downtick in the unemployment claims for last week because it was after Sandy again. I mean,
right.
We're seeing adjustments.
How long
there.
Does a storm or something like that have an effect on some of these short-term numbers? I mean, a month or two, and then it's all cleaned up?
The thing about it is it affects about 2 months' worth of data because think of it this way. 2 weeks of – it's 2 weeks in each month for the next 2 months, if that makes sense.
No.
It doesn't.
Not whatsoever. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get your
to
head
think
together.
About that. Definitely.
All right, moving on. Factory orders up slightly. Okay.
Yep.
Services index a little bit better than expected.
We are a services economy still.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Jobless claims
actually better than expected.
Yep.
Down.
Okay. Interest rates down
slightly.
Okay.
Everybody's trying to posture up like the politicians and get into more fixed for no reason.
Market.
Market's been week to date is actually
down.
I lost my sheet.
Yeah.
It's down. Down 2.4. No, actually, it's wrong.
Is that right? We got bad numbers?
No, no, we don't have bad numbers. I just don't. I can't find my.
We had a bad day today. Market's got to be up today because it was up Monday, flat on Tuesday, up Wednesday.
It's up.
And about flat today.
It is
no
up.
Big things. The biggest action out there, when everybody's talking, was Apple, who got hammered.
Apple's a roller coaster.
You know what?
But I got to tell you right now, there is more. We talked. Teddy mentions to me this morning. We're having a conversation. We talked about how cheap that is. And mm-hmm. Barron's magazine had it on the front page. Apple is so cheap, if you don't buy it, you're going to call yourself stupid in a year or two.
Yeah. Mm. The thing about it is it gets one or two pieces of bad information. I think its position in China dropped behind a couple Android phone companies, and that was one of the reasons it was down.
Yeah, but that wasn't a big one, Ted, because when the 50... day moving average crosses the 200
the death
day,
cross.
The death cross.
Yeah.
And people are talking about this. I'm going, oh my God.
You know, we've always said that at some point there's going to be.
It's like voodoo and rolling the bones in the market. We just can't listen to this stuff.
You know, there's going to be some negative news at some point for this stock. But what you got to understand, folks, is even if this company misses the next three or four quarters and there's a huge negative cloud, a black cloud put over it, it's still cheap. It's still in the best product cycle ever in technology, and that's my opinion.
And growing like crazy.
And it's growing like crazy.
Don't let the share price think that it's an expensive stock. Yeah. I mean, you know, you see what the share price is, and mm-hmm. you know that's not based on earnings.
It's still a single digits PE ratio based on last year's trailing earnings. So, I mean, I don't want to pound the table too much because we have a lot of it already. But anyway.
Company stocks, real quick. Company news, AutoZone. Profit climbed 7%. Mm-hmm. Sales were up and everything else. Wall Street was a little bit disappointed.
Big Lots.
biggest gains. Brown-Forman, you know.
That's a good one.
It's stable. Where do they make? They make a bunch of whiskey. Some good big names. Jim Beam.
Yep.
A whole bunch of those.
Jack Daniels, right?
Is it Jack Daniels they make?
I believe so.
But it
there's something in there that we like. Southern Comfort.
Well, they make that too.
But anyhow, they had a little bump
because they announced a price increase. Everybody loaded up.
Yep. And in M&A news, Baxter is buying Gambro, which is a Swedish medical equipment manufacturer. All of those companies are posturing up, getting some foreign exposure. Qualcomm takes a stake in Sharp. That surprised me.
We own Qualcomm, and it's a great company.
It might be a good little.
You know what they're doing? Is they have a new glass.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new glass.
Sharp does.
Yes, it is stronger than everything and stuff like that.
How in the heck did you know that?
Because I know. I'm into this sort of stuff. I think it's called Gorilla Glass.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
that's cool.
They're going to use it on phones and stuff like that. So it's got a real good product in there buried away among that uh-huh. sort of
right.
stuff. So maybe the next time I back over one of my phones.
It won't break.
It won't
break. Gorilla Glass.
We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.